prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means one of the most popular shows on our network, the Blueprint Power Hour, with Coach Rob Regish, will start in just a moment. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by a doctor who has actually written a book called Let Them Eat Dirt about geophagy, but more importantly, just published a study showing that yeast found in babies' guts can increase the risk of asthma. And this plays nicely into the book that I'm rereading right now, Missing Microbes. So I can promise you the second hour today will be really interesting. If you suffer from asthma or you have children who suffer from asthma, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I don't know why I always want to do that, right? It sounds right. It sounds appropriate. How you doing, Rob?
I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you, I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Well, I had an order that I put through at myprotein.com.
They're a big company, aren't they?
It was an 80-some-odd dollar order. You know, there was creatine, beta-alanine, some carb-based powders, et cetera, et cetera. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, it's not here. And I said, hey, guys, flip me a tracking number. So sure enough, it says item lost in transit. They, as much as verbally acknowledge that, say, look, it looks like this thing either got swiped or some damage or whatever.
No. It didn't get swiped. I mean, it did get swiped from your doorstep. It would have said item delivered. Well, who was the shipper? Who was the shipper?
The U.S. Postal Service.
Ah, that's the problem right there.
And, you know, okay, people make mistakes. I understand that. But when I wrote to the company about this, long story short, they're ignoring my emails now. Even though they can go into the same tracking system and see that the thing was lost in transit, and I literally, the only thing I got was a piece of cardboard which had the shipping label on it, which I don't know how the hell that goes on. But listen, you have a choice when you buy supplements as to who to do business with. Stay far away from myprotein.com.
Well, and I'll tell you something really interesting. So, you know, I'm always trying to find less expensive ways to deliver my product so that the end user is more compelled to buy, because my product is pretty expensive, Thrive.
Right.
And when we did this new auto ship 3-pound jug, I was going to use USPS because I could get like really, really, really cheap shipping, under $20. And Donna Hall over at All American Pharmaceuticals says, you know, Carl, they ship, AAP has a fulfillment center called ADF, and they ship for a lot of big name companies, and they ship literally thousands of packages a day. And she said to me, Carl, let me see what I can do on FedEx Ground for you, because we have a lot of problems with the United Post Office. She said, now we'll use them if you insist, but I just want you to know what you're getting into. So we actually shipped, I think, the first 30 auto ship orders that we got immediately with the post office.
Right.
10% of them got lost. 33 out of 30 got lost. I got people contact me. Hey, never got my order. Sent them the tracking information. It shows that post office got it here. Post office got it here. Then all of a sudden they just stop updating.
Exactly.
And then, oh, well, it must have been lost. So we immediately reshipped product. And then we went out. And so I won't use the post office now. I'm back to using FedEx Ground, but we got a good negotiated rate with them. If you're buying product from a company that ships flat cost, express mail, through the post office, be prepared for customer service nightmares and just hope that that company is the kind of company that goes, we just reshipped your product and we'll figure out what happened to this other order, as opposed to saying what they're doing to you, right? They're not even returning your phone calls now, right?
Nothing. They're completely ignoring me. Yeah. So, you know, look, I understand things happen. My only recourse then was to file a claim with the post office, at which point I was told I wasn't eligible because the order wasn't.
You're not the shipper. You're not the shipper. And I'm looking at MyProtein's website. Up to 60% off plus 10% more. 25% off your first order. It's all well and good if they don't ship you anything. I get, hey, 100% off your first order. You just won't get anything.
It also tells you something about their quality of product.
They're a big company. 48 million products sold worldwide. They must have, if they use the post office, they must have like this in spades. That's why they just give up and they don't return people's calls. They're probably like, we can't. Yeah.
They lost the customer, and like I said, you have a choice. Stay away from MyProtein.com.
Yeah. All right, so let's, before we move on, anything exciting going on at Coach Rob Regish? I see you have new content you've been publishing.
Yeah. Actually, it hits my Facebook page first, but we're posting one or two new articles a week, which is some really high-quality stuff and free information. So by all means, go check that out. FastMuscleBook.com is really the place to go. You get a free copy of my book, three special bonuses. There's a hard copy version coming out soon, and it leads to bigger and better things, so check it out.
John Bassey says, long-time listener, first time asking a question. Unlike most people, I'm more interested in anti-aging, being 60 years old now. Is there any real progress behind being made here? Because from where I'm sitting, the next 10 to 20 years of my life aren't looking too good. I work out to feel and look younger, but want to know if there's something I can do to look younger.
You know, the age-old quest for youth is alive and well. And despite the fact, obviously, people die, aging gracefully is a noble pursuit. Personally, I look at people that have aged terribly, and on the other side of the equation, people that still look great in their 50s, 60s, and beyond. So let me tell you what I found. People that age quickly have some common denominators in their past. Lack of training, you know, maybe some cardio, a wishy-washy diet, and this on-again, off-again commitment to a healthy lifestyle. And at some point in their lives, they quote-unquote let themselves go, so to speak. Sometimes for years at a time. If you really want to accelerate aging, smoke cigarettes, imbibe in too much alcohol, and burn the candle at both ends. People in this category, let's say Mick Jagger, right? Pam Anderson, Tawny Katane, they are all but unrecognizable now because their lifestyle choices were poor. At the other end of the spectrum, we have the Jack LaLanes and Raquel Welches of the world. They still look good, in my opinion, great. They perform. Jack LaLanne was incredible physical feats well into his old age. So they inspired, too. They got that way, in large part, due to training consistently, eating a good diet, and this is key, they never got out of shape. Now, genes matter, yes, but nothing trumps attention to training and diet. You should know, full-blown age reversal actually looks like it's going to be a reality in the next 30 to 40 years. Right now, there are around 20 individuals that are self-administering something called GDF-111 and measuring the various biomarkers of aging. GDF-111, it's a naturally occurring peptide that has the capacity to restore aging muscles, hearts, and brains. And this was first seen in mice, and it was pretty mind-blowing to read the study. Like testosterone, GDF-111 is, you know, it's endogenous and belongs in the human body. As such, it's a lot less risky than things like, you know, synthetic hormones, peptides, SARMs, whatever you want to call them. In a nutshell, it repairs DNA damage and restores function to cells. And like I said, the preliminary results are pretty amazing. There's also an oral drug called Dastinib. that demonstrated profound age reversal effects in a mouse study done in 2015. Now, take note of the words I used. I didn't say delayed or slowed aging. I said age reversal. Just one tab taken for 3 consecutive weeks might induce regenerative effects in humans. Now, there are other therapies that show promise, but they're outside the context of this discussion. So, yes, there are a multitude of drug interventions that are showing great promise. Underlying all of that, though, will always be consistent adherence to exercise, a diet that controls insulin, and select nutraceuticals that affect, for example, telomeres and oxidation. If and when the drugs are approved for human use, I would still be saving my pennies. Everyone in the world is going to want them, you know, and you can bet Big Pharma is going to charge accordingly. So some exciting stuff going on, but nothing replaces the lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle.
Joanna O'Donnell says, I'm wondering if you have any insight into medical conditions and various treatments. While I don't have one, my husband does. He has diabetes and would be curious to know what you do for that. How does your training differ for someone with a medical condition?
Well, I need to caveat this with the fact that I'm not a doctor, and none of this should be taken as medical advice. But having said that, I actually train a husband and wife team, so I'm not unfamiliar with it. Husband is a former fat guy. He used to weigh over 300 pounds. He has diabetes and broke his neck playing football in high school. Wife has an autoimmune condition, something called ankylosing spondylitis. But let's take a look at what I do for each one of them. The husband came to be... came to me, after taking charge of his own health. He had already lost 100 pounds by going on a low-carb diet. He's about 6'1", 205, and so that's where we started. I would have never guessed he was heavy, though, before. He's got thick legs, though. That's the only giveaway. He literally eats the same thing every day, an almost zero-carb diet, subsisting on a mere 1,700 to 800 calories a day. And he's done that for the past 11 years, but he never exercised. Because of his neck injury, I anchored his program around 20 rep squats. He started at just 95 pounds. In 6 months of working together, he nailed 300 for 20 and 400 for a single last week. His goal, and I found this mind-blowing, his goal coming to me was to be able to feel comfortable in his own skin, first time in his life. He actually said, I want to wear a T-shirt and not be self-conscious. So although I've suggested things like essential aminos and R-alpha-lipoic acid, he's hypersensitive about the effect it'll have on his diabetes, and rightfully so. I respect that, of course, so it's onward and upward now for him. In short, nothing changed in how I train him as a diabetic. I train him to make him stronger. Wife's condition is a little more serious. Ankylosing spondylitis is an autoimmune condition that came out of nowhere just a few years ago. She's mid-30s now. What happens in this disorder is the spine begins to fuse together, causing her great pain. And the doctors almost universally left her with this advice. Hey, sorry about this, but there's nothing we can do for you. So beginning in her SI joint, it eventually is going to work its way up the spine until she becomes paralyzed, or so they tell her. She actually has a friend where the fusing, instead of starting down in the SI joint, it started in her neck, and that resulted in her being unable to move her jaw and necessitating that she eat through a straw. So I got to learn more about it because, of course, you need to train around this, but scar tissue begins to form between the vertebrae. Then it calcifies, and that's where the fusing starts. My first thought was, why wait for that to happen? You know, if you can see on an X-ray scar tissue, why not go in there and clean it out before it calcifies?
Wait. I gotta jump in here. I never jump in. Even before that, all autoimmune disorders are diet related. Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
You know, if she has an autoimmune disorder of any kind, autoimmune disorders vary by what area and type of tissue they attack, but they all come from the gut. They all come from the diet.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to work with her on her diet first.
Well, she actually came to me with a really good diet, and it's been working well for her. It is a low-carb diet, but yes, there are some additional things that I've suggested to her. Among them, natural anti-inflammatories. Here, long story short, on people with various conditions, the training programs I use for those folks are more or less the same as with 100% healthy people. Why? Muscle tissue is muscle tissue. You know, yes, we're all individuals, but muscle tissue in a female is the same muscle tissue that's in a male. You can make it bigger, or it can atrophy, et cetera, et cetera. Progressive resistance is still the name of the game.
Right.
Only working around injuries differs. You get them stronger, and a lot of other things tend to take care of themselves. My opinion, you would be wise to do the same. Be wise to do the same.
We're going
to
take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good questions today. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. If you go there, there's a bunch of new articles. If you haven't been there in the past week, you need to get there today. And we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Aztecs.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Address of the one you'd like to see.
What'd you say, Siri?
I've never really thought about it.
Did you hear it, Rob?
No, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, too bad. Siri says your name funny. She says Rob Rigish. You have two contacts for Rob Rigish.
I've been called worse.
Anyway, okay, so Nick Zemanski, young trainee, he says, I'm 17 years old and I have been training almost a year. I'm around 5'6", 165 pounds. I squat almost 350, deadlift 405, but my bench is only 175. Is this normal? I feel like my bench should be higher and wondering what I should do to get it up to at least 200 pounds.
Okay. These are excellent lifts for your age and body weight. Everyone has a lagging lift, right? It's just how it's the nature of the beast. So don't be too upset that it's, you know, falling behind. To get it up, though, we really need to triage your anatomy, form, where you started, and where the bar stalls. So let's take them one by one. First, your anatomical structure. Nick, I actually trained Nick in one of the gyms I belong to. He has long arms. And long arms make for great deadlifters.
Yeah.
Not so much on the bench. Why? It's simply a function of having to push the bar farther. So the first order of business is to shorten that distance as much as possible. The easiest way to accomplish that, and you'll never go wrong with this, is to build a thick, thick back. You know, the thicker your upper back, the less distance the bar is going to have to travel to lock out. So when you're training the back, remember this. It's vertical rows or chins for width and horizontal or mixed plane rows for thickness. One-arm dumbbell rows are also a favorite of mine. They take the pressure off your lower back, and they help you work on unilateral strength discrepancies, which you'll find and need to be corrected. Next is your setup. Suffice it to say, the greater your arch, right, the shorter the distance the bar has to travel. And building that arch really is an art in itself. So remember to retract the shoulder blades as much as possible, keeping the back of the head and the glutes in contact with the bench. If, you know, you're also going to want to determine where your lockout is the strongest. And that can be done by just take an empty bar and hold it at arm's length and move it in an arc.
While you're laying on your back, he's talking about.
Yeah. It's, you know, you're in a position where you're moving the bar from a point actually behind your head to over your stomach in that arc-like motion.
This is actually a brilliant tip that Rob taught me. It's brilliant if you are interested in getting stronger in your bench press.
So at some point in that arc, the bar is going to feel almost weightless. That's where you should be locking out. That exercise alone is going to help you dramatically. Gripping the bar, it's also, you know, big, important thing. You want to make sure the bar, your wrist and elbow, or shoulder rather, line up as close as possible, right? A lot of guys lose a ton of leverage by cocking their wrist back where the bar sits, right, actually way in front of the wrist. They look like, you know, they're revving a motorcycle or getting ready to. Finally, make sure to bring the bar down, I'll call it low on the chest. A lot of guys I see, the bar is close to the neck. Man, the closer you get to the neck, the more leverage that you lose. So like the grip, a lot of guys lose a ton of leverage in that position. And, you know, reason, it increases the distance the bar has to travel. From there, it's simply a matter of finding your sticking point and working to make that stronger. If your sticking point is at lockout, you know, supplemental work with board presses, close grip board presses, works wonders. Hammer the triceps. Never let you down. If, on the other hand, your sticking point is on the bottom, right, getting it off the chest, wide grips will fix that. If it's in the middle, things like floor presses and speed work, particularly with bands, will rectify it. And finally, once you've got those form adjustments and supplemental lifts down, we get into loading for the main lift, right, the classical bench. Personally, I favor using loading patterns, as they specify how much weight to use, how many sets to perform, and how many reps you should get. There is no guesswork involved. And more often than not, they'll deliver to you a new one rep max that's anywhere between 5 to 10% greater, sometimes more. The best part? You know, I've got many of these tied together on Excel spreadsheets that make this pie simple, and they work together like peanut butter and jelly. Why? Because each one uses a loading slash deloading strategy that you can rotate through. You can go through each one, and your body will not flatline. It's one PR on top of another on top of another. And it is not unusual for my trainees to add 100 pounds to their bench in a year's time, sometimes less, even more on their squats and deadlifts. This is using loading patterns is particularly good if you're going to meet, you're going to a meet, you're going to compete, because it tells you where you're going to be on that day. So make even a few of those adjustments, Nick, and I am certain you will be benching big in no time.
The other thing is, when you look at powerlifters' bench, they actually turn the bench press into an almost combination bench press dip. What Rob said about arching your back. Coach Wade Johnson sent me a video of Jennifer Milliken, an athlete that he's been training for some time, who is now considered pound for pound one of the strongest women in the world and will be at the Arnold competing this year.
That's awesome.
Her arch in her back is painful to look at, but it's critical to be able to do that. Her butt's on the, you know, it's almost like watching a bridge. Her shoulders and upper back are on the bench. And her lower butt cheeks are on the bench. Everything else is this beautiful curvature. When she bench presses, she is combining the strength of her lats and her pecs and her shoulders. Everybody's stronger in a decline bench press. We know that. If you can turn the bench press slightly into a decline by getting that arch working in your behalf, you'll find that you're a lot stronger.
Indeed.
So what you said there about the arch,
yep,
that's a big one. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Blueprint Power Hour.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30. At AdamandEve.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Rob, I have a goal.
Which is?
Well, you heard our new sponsor, Vital Choice, right?
Yeah.
They have the best salmon in the world, bar none. I kid you not. I actually saw their facility when Elisa and I went to Alaska, and I've been working since then to get them as sponsors.
Smoked salmon?
No. Well, I'm sure they have smoked salmon. But here's my goal. There are people out there right now taking fish oil supplements, burping them up for hours afterwards, questionable fish oil supplements that may or may not be rancid. And the reality is that taking fish oil every day is not good, doesn't do the things you want it to do. But eating large amounts of fish 3 times a week that are high in omega-3s do the things that people want from their fish oil.
Yeah.
So throw the fish oil supplements away. Order the best Alaskan sockeye salmon in the world delivered to your door at a fraction of the cost if you went to Whole Foods or someplace like that to buy it. Eat a 6-ounce piece of salmon 3 times a week and see all the anti-inflammatory and brain-building effects of omega-3s while you enjoy it with some asparagus or some broccoli. This thing about the fish oil is terrible. Most fish oils are rancid. On top of that, everybody burps them up because you need to have it with a meal that's high in fat. Just forget all that. Just eat more fish. And now we have a sponsor that can help you do that.
I've been saying that for years. You know, the studies have done on people that eat fish a couple
times.
Not capsules.
Yeah. Man, check out Vital. Vital Choice has the best salmon in the world delivered to your door. All right, Rick Carlton says, a question for you on glutamine. It's a long question, so let me get ready to read this. Is it worth it?
You know, glutamine is one of those aminos that, on paper, it should have been as big or bigger than creatine, right? It's the most abundant amino in muscle. You know, it regulates both protein synthesis and cellular hydration. So at first blush, it was going to do everything creatine did and then some. And to this day, you'll see sports nutrition companies hawking the stuff, anywhere from 100-gram bottles up to a kilo. Now, one positive is the price certainly has come down quite a bit. That doesn't solve some of the inherent problems, though, so let's talk about them. Glutamine, it's one of those conditionally essential aminos that it still gets a lot of play in the muscle mags. The part about it being the most abundant, you know, in muscle, participating in protein synthesis, that's true. Although, as we'll see, the end game, you know, more muscle on guys, just isn't there. The fact is, most oral glutamine is taken up by the stomach lining, you know, so that is, it excels at repairing the stomach and aiding digestion. To get it past the stomach, massive dosages are required. And even then, nothing magical happens. The one exception is for people with Crohn's disease or like conditions. For those folks, glutamine can be a godsend. Even without that condition, glutamine is soothing to the stomach. I'll give it that. You can certainly feel that after you take it. There are a few other situations where it's useful. Glutamine is an insulinogenic amino acid. So gram for gram, it can raise insulin almost as high as sugar. So if you're wanting an insulin spike, let's say during the workout, but don't want the carbs, glutamine in your intra-workout drink might make sense for you. A few grams has also been shown to boost growth hormone considerably. If you're looking to boost GH during the day, glutamine makes a lot more sense than GABA, as GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, can lead to drowsiness, etc. As far as increasing lean body mass, though, I'm afraid the answer is no. I dosed it heavy and 8 ways to Sunday when it was new and expensive. It didn't work then, and it doesn't work now, at least for me.
So the only reason I would suggest a hard training athlete take glutamine is for what you said a second ago, and that is for the stomach. We know that hard training athletes tend to get sick easily, and the body has to make a decision whether to repair muscle or repair other tissue. Hard training athletes tend to get stomach issues. So I'd say if you want to buy glutamine and take 5 to 10 grams a day on an empty stomach, for your stomach and immune system, I'd say that's a worthy cause. That's it. You're getting a lot of glutamine in your protein if you're eating 200-300 grams of protein a day. So I agree with Rob. Jason Hegstrand says, where do you fall on ab training? I've seen guys performing hundreds of crunches, the ab wheel, and other exercises, but don't know if these are any better than old-fashioned sit-ups. How many exercises? How often? I'm 19 years old and really want to see my abs. You better get in the kitchen then.
Exactly. You know, I'm of the opinion you train abs like any other muscle group to get stronger. If you're going to see them, then there's no dilly-dallying around this point. Your body fat needs to be low enough. And to your point, you know, there's an old saying in this game, abs are made in the kitchen. Wholeheartedly agree. Now, you know who had some of the strongest abs in history? Vasily Alexeev. Paul Anderson had some incredibly strong abs, too. Yet, you could look at Alexeev, and most people, if they didn't know who he was, would comment that he just looked like a fat guy that walked out of the bar. And yeah, you know what? He had a big gut on him. But the point I'm trying to make is that you can have incredibly strong abs, but if they're obscured by fat, you're not going to see them. So let's take it from the top then. I saw mine recently for the first time. Might be able to learn a thing or two.
Does that mean that? Does that like? Is that like the? Is that like the groundhog? Now that you saw your abs, we're gonna have a shorter winter.
The apocalypse is almost. you know, I'm gonna be the first to tell you, I wasn't trying to see my abs. What happened was this: I joined jiu-jitsu. It's from 7:30 to 9:30 at night. Typically, I'll fast until 5, 5:30. If I'm home between 7:30 and 9:30, I eat. Because I'm at jiu-jitsu, I don't eat, and obviously my energy demands are much higher. When I get home, I'm not, you know, after you're done fighting, you don't have a huge appetite. I just slam a scoop of Thrive in coconut milk and call it a day. As for training, though, I haven't changed a thing. I usually train abs every other day or close to it. I favor leg raises to parallel and also planks. I'm still working on getting those two sets of 20 with a two-second pause at the top, although I'm darn close. I've got 17 or 18. Now, I also perform abs last in most workouts. Reason being, you don't want to pre-fatigue them certainly before something like squats or deadlifts. That's a recipe for disaster. So either put them on a day when you train smaller muscle groups like calves and abs, or tack them on at the end of your leg and back workouts. Honorable mention, planks. There, you want to have someone place a dumbbell. Here's what I found useful, because you're going to have to load it. Everybody can hold a plank for at least a minute. Take a milk crate and put a dumbbell in it. Have them hold it on your back, you know, and time it. You really want to push the weight up and hold for anywhere between, I gun for between 3 and 10 seconds. Why? You know, the average heavy squat or deadlift takes what? 2 to 5 seconds. So we train like we lift. Those two movements, blow away, crunches, sit-ups, virtually every other ab exercise you can name in whatever gadget or gizmo is popular on TV these days. So bottom line, there's nothing magic here. There's nothing esoteric about seeing my abs. Less energy in, more energy expended, and hard training on two basic abdominal moves. Now, it's worth noting, I only go to jiu-jitsu 3 days a week, so your results might even be better. And if I can see abs at 47, I'm quite certain you can.
Let's go ahead and write to Marty Keegan's question. It says it has to do with peptides. Do you still use them? What are the good for and are what are they good for, and are there any new ones out there we should pay attention to? How much longer do you figure they'll be legal? They're not legal. They've never been legal.
Yeah. They're alive and well, and they're out there on a multitude of sites. I've used them. You need to keep your expectations in check, but yeah, you know, there's a definite effect there. The GH-releasing peptides are most people's entry point that gets the ball rolling. I would consider them very effective for healing purposes, but remember, you know, even real pharmaceutical GH take months and months and months to see results. A couple of things that I noticed in relatively quick time, my smile lines have all but vanished. Certainly skin elasticity and sleep is much better. I actually, my eyesight improved too. I forgot about that. Look, peptides are simply links of two or more amino acids that tell the body to do something. And if you think about it, there are how many combinations, right? Millions it must be, and telling the body to do different things. So it's pretty darn exciting. There are peptides that give you a tan. There are peptides for erections, peptides for all this stuff. So given the fact that they tell the body to do these things, it wouldn't surprise me if someday we get one that actually works for muscle growth. Now, some people would argue IGF-1 already claims that title, but undoubtedly more effective peptides are on the way. How long are they going to be legal? That's anyone's guess. I would have thought by now the party would have been over. So in summary, there are some very effective research peptides available to you. You need to weigh the risks versus the benefits and make your own mind up while you still can. Because I have a feeling these are going the way of pro hormones in the future.
Here's my post-workout peptide recipe. I'm using it now. I have a prescription for growth hormone, and I get really, really good pharma-grade growth hormone. 2 IUs of growth hormone, 300 micrograms of BPC-157, 1 milligram of thymosin beta-4, and between 4 and 6 IUs of oxytocin.
Wow.
That will make you grow. That will make you feel better. That will help you recover. That is the magic recipe I just gave you.
Fantastic.
I use it post-workout every single time I train. And on that note, we'll be right back with the blueprint tip of the day.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30. At AdamandEve.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck,
paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day are thoughts on physical exertion and the training effect. So in the late 80s, I was introduced to the concept, the body becomes its function. And it was the premise behind this new training program that was sweeping the country, Bulgarian Burst Training, by Leo Costa. That particular book, it was the precursor to his company's Big Beyond Belief series. More people are probably familiar with that. And although it wasn't the final answer for me, I was a real student of it because there were definite physiological and psychological reactions going on, as many on the inside as on the outside. I see the same thing going on today in jiu-jitsu, but this isn't about jiu-jitsu. It's about ties that bind with the iron. As a beginner, you're in there just trying to survive. Frankly, that's it. You just want to make it through. And from what I can see, it triggers a very intense, some intense changes. Your brain and body are forced to react. And essentially, the first thing you learn is fight or flight. Consequently, you're very alert. Norepinephrine, adrenaline, and cortisol flood your body, increasing or decreasing your reaction time, heart rate, respiration, and enhances your focus and awareness. It really forces you to focus. Why? Well, look, when you've got a 300-pound guy sitting on top of you and he's trying to choke you into unconsciousness, it is impossible to start worrying about the rent, school, or work. It's not in the equation. But during intense exercise in the gym, the brain also releases a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. And it's a protein that protects and repairs neural tissue. And it yields, you know, that powerful feeling of euphoria. BDNF is one of the sources of, let's call it the runner's high, which is that feeling of elation and satisfaction that follows intense exercise. The effect of that protein and the enhanced activity in our brains after exercise, that helps us to become more energized and focused. I wouldn't be surprised if it also protected against various cognitive disorders like dementia or Alzheimer's. Jiu-jitsu might not be your vehicle for these events, but you should seek more activities that cause them. And alternatively, you may want to ask yourself, is your resistance training still causing those reactions? Because if they're not, and there's an absence of them, to me, that indicates, you know, you've plateaued, you've stalled. I've spoken before about how you become mentally bored, far before your body stops responding. This is a way of heeding that sign and making the necessary changes. There is just something to be said about pushing outside your comfort zone. Jiu-jitsu will definitely do that. It's an activity that finds every weak point and it forces you to deal with it. The warm-ups alone will bury people. And I'm told that for every 10 that come in to inquire about it, maybe one signs up and sticks with it. Here's my message to you, whether it's jiu-jitsu or something else. Be that one person. Pursue activities that cause these physiological and psychological changes that I just went through. It really is the best way to grow, and I just don't mean physically. You'll grow all around as a person. So,
guess
I can recall many a time when I became mentally bored with what I was doing in the gym. I was no longer, you know, seeing those physiological reactions. And I stuck with it way too long. What I'm saying is be observant, understand what the signs are, and change. Try something new, something that pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Guess who's on this radio show next Tuesday after the Blueprint Power Hour?
Leo?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
you're gonna have to get off the air and then go to your computer and listen.
Yeah, well, I would love to just, you know, thank him, frankly, for all of the information that he's put out over the years. I took quite a bit of what is done in the Blueprint today, and a lot of that is based on his concept.
Yeah, his one, you know, he told the story on my show in 2006 about how he went to Bulgaria with a group of other coaches. And, but he really learned what he learned because he went out drinking with a bunch of the Bulgarians.
Yeah, that's right. He tells that story in his book.
Yeah, and they started to, you know, once they started getting lubricated, the vodka was flowing. They were like, "Hey, Leo, you know that thing we said this morning? We don't really do that." He's like, "You don't? What do? Oh, we come back 3 times, 4 times, 5 times a day, and hit those lifts. And then we go back and rest." He was like, "What? Oh, yeah." And they taught him about protein starvation and then reintroducing protein to stimulate muscle growth. They taught him about training multiple times a day. They taught him about how to flirt with overtraining and then back off.
Yep, ramping.
And that's everything that was in Big Beyond Belief. It was like so once he saw they were, that he was like, "Hey, we're going out drinking tonight, right? Oh, yeah, we're going to go drink tonight." And he brought his little pen and paper. So what about this? Oh, no, okay. And he's writing down. He's making notes. He's getting them drunk, and he's making notes.
Here's something else that he was way ahead of the curve on. I don't think his company sold supplements. If they did, it was just one. But he was on to low molecular weight amino acids, peptides, basically. Peptides. He was onto that way back when. And he said, if you're going to take any supplement, take either free-form amino acids or peptides in and around the workout. It'll make more of a difference than anything. And he was right. This was 1989.
Yeah. So Leo's going to be on next Tuesday, right after the Blueprint Power Hour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, way cool.
All right. So look, that's all we've got for today. Thank you so much. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. There's always new content. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
See you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about asthma in young children and what you need to know. Stay tuned.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click
click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This next discussion is something I'm really excited about. I shared with you listeners last week that I'm almost finished with it, rereading. I'm reading so many books at one time, it's ridiculous. Most of them for the show, but some of them because I like to read. But I'm rereading Missing Microbes. There's so much stuff that we didn't talk about when we did the first interview that I have to have another interview. But this fits so nicely. My next guest is Dr. Brett Finlay. How you doing, Dr. Finlay?
Great. How about you?
Good, good. So Elisa, you know, Elisa Profumo, who does an amazing job of vetting guests, finding research that she knows fits the mission of the show, finds this study we're going to talk about. Yeast found in babies' guts increases risk of asthma. And that alone is a great discussion. And then she goes, oh, my God, he wrote a book called Let Them Eat Dirt. Like, you've been wanting to find somebody to talk about geophagy forever. I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. So this is Christmas morning for me having you on the show right now.
Well, that's great.
Okay. So
Let's start off with the research. Talk about the research. What questions needed to be answered? What were you looking for here?
Yeah, well, let's back up a bit because I think it's important to put this in the context. So many years ago, we had been using antibiotics as a way of shifting microbes in mice, and our lab has historically studied diarrhea, so that's E. coli and Salmonella, and that's kind of how we got into the microbes. And I told my wife, who's a pediatrician, that, hey, that's really neat. These antibiotics affect this diarrhea. And she sort of said, well, you know that antibiotics early in life affect asthma. And I know that statement really stuck with me because I knew there was very little known what actually caused asthma, and I knew asthma was going crazy. So I convinced a graduate student to basically treat mice with different antibiotics and shift the microbes, and then we got profound changes in asthma levels. And that was fascinating, but then it only seemed to work when you used really young mice. Older mice, shifting the microbes didn't have any effect. So then we hooked up with a cross-Canada study called the Child Study, which was sampling kids from age 0 to age 5 for all sorts of things, looking at asthma. You know, is there a smoker in the house? Were you born by C-section? And convinced them to collect feces. And last year we published a really exciting study showing that if we'd looked at the feces of three-month-old kids, if we found these four microbes, they basically wouldn't get asthma. If they were missing these four microbes, they were at severe risk of getting asthma. Most of the kids went on to get asthma. Then we did some more experiments in a mouse model to prove that putting these four microbes in actually prevented mouse asthma. So the latest study is we said, well, what else is there? And the other thing we wanted to ask is, that was Canadian kids. What about kids elsewhere? So we actually teamed up with a group in Ecuador. And they're studying kids in rural Ecuador, which have a pretty good rate of asthma. They have kind of similar to the U.S. and Canada, about 10% or so. But of course, you know, you expect the microbes to be very different. And so what we found there is that, yes, indeed, early life microbes have a drastic effect on asthma, but they're different. And in the time it had taken from us to go to the Canadian study, the Ecuador study, this new technology came out that allowed us to look for things other than bacteria, other microbes. These are called eukaryotes, like yeast and other things. And
I've actually talked about this on the show. So we're so fascinated with the microbes in our gut, but we forget that there is fungus in our gut. And actually,
as life, and viruses.
But as life forms go, funguses have nucleuses. So they're a step above microbes. And in fact, we did an interview 3 months ago about how this particular fungus that's associated with ulcerative colitis actually lassos, if you will, these microbes that it uses, that it feeds off of what they put off, and it makes it so it actually, the way we have pets, the yeast in our stomach has friendly microbes that it keeps with us to help it do its job.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real zoo of microbes. The reason we study bacteria is that we've had the tools to do it for longer. But there's fungus, there's yeast, and the other really, I think, undiscovered world is viruses, but we don't have any handles to actually study them yet. So yeah, it's a menagerie of microbes in there, but the bacteria are probably, we know they do outnumber the yeast and the fungi by quite a bit.
Right.
So anyway, in the Ecuador study, we found these types of yeast that seem to be, you know, more at, or the kids are at risk for asthma seem to have more of these things. Another really fascinating thing that goes to the whole topic we're talking about, we found, is that ironically, if these kids had potable, i.e. clean water, so you think clean water is good, right? Let's clean up the water, make everyone healthier. It turns out these kids that got clean water actually had higher rates of asthma, much higher rates, because they're probably not getting the environmental microbes that,
right,
that you need to prevent asthma. So that kind of all jives with the whole hygiene hypothesis.
Well, and also, isn't it true that the presence of H. pylori protects children from getting asthma, and its absence predisposes them to asthma? Everybody thinks, oh, H. pylori is horrible, get rid of it. But that's not necessarily accurate, right?
Yeah, that's very true. That's Marty Blaise's work, and for sure he's shown that. I mean, I think this goes with the whole, what is a germ and what is a microbe? I mean, our phobia of germs, you know, I call it the hygiene hangover. For 125 years, ever since we learned that some microbes cause disease, we have been on a quest as a society to get all microbes out of our life. And this has had spectacular results in decreasing infectious diseases. You know, in the 1920s, about 30% of all kids less than one died of infectious diseases. Now, less than 0.1% do. So it worked beautifully, and you plot whatever infectious disease you want, they all have gone down dramatically over the last 50 years.
Right.
But also on that plot, if you plot asthma, obesity, diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, autism, any disease that you see that we call sort of Western or developed country diseases, these things are going the complete opposite direction. And what we're now realizing the last 5 years is that in our quest to get rid of germs, we've gotten rid of many beneficial microbes that we've evolved with, and we've taken them away from us. And so all those diseases I listed have microbial components to them. And ironically, by cleaning up our world, we're making ourselves more at risk for these other diseases. And so it's a balance between, you know, hygiene, avoiding infectious agents, and also getting the normal microbial exposure that our great-great parents and all our ancestors evolved with.
So you mentioned clean water versus potable water. Well, I guess potable water is considered clean water, right?
Unless that's what I mean. Yeah, that's a term that means clean water as opposed to not. And so, of course, you know, non-potable water, probably in Ecuador, there's probably more diarrhea and things. But also, ironically, these kids have less asthma because they're getting all these other microbes that clean water doesn't give you.
What about raw milk? In a lot of these second and third world countries, they don't use pasteurization. And regardless of the animal, there are microbes delivered in raw dairy. Any linkage or any information about that at all?
Not so much. I mean, there's a concern about Listeria, which is found in unpasteurized milk, which is a terrible infection of newborns. You especially eat it in goat milk and things like this. But I mean, you can talk about breast milk. There's all sorts of fascinating stuff with breast milk. It turns out the breast milk is actually not sterile. It actually contains microbes that are in charge of breaking down. And the other ironic thing about breast milk is most of the components of breast milk, you as a Homo sapiens, the kid, can't actually break down. They're relying on microbes they acquire from the mother and the environment to break it down. So, you know, that very first birthday present your mom gives you with a great big bolus of fecal and vaginal microbes is actually a wonderful present for breaking down breast milk. And if you're born by C-section, for example, the microbes you have are more like the mother's skin. And so you're almost depriving the kids of the bugs they need to actually break down these components.
Well, interestingly enough, the oligosaccharides in human breast milk are not for the baby, but they're for the microbes. They feed the microbes to keep them healthy long enough to be digested by the baby. So what's the name of the yeast that you found that seems to predispose?
It's something called Pichia, P-I-C-H-I-A. And ironically, this is a kind of yeast that you actually use in labs if you're overproducing proteins and things. So it's a correlation right now. We haven't proven it, but it's really a heads up that we need to look at these yeasts and other things that we've kind of been ignoring. I think the concept that early life microbes affect asthma is now becoming quite well established. Now the question is, you know, which ones and how are they doing it? And that's where the research is as of today.
So whenever we talk about the gut microbes, I always think to myself, if I have a lawn that's infested by crabgrass, the first thing I do is kill the entire lawn and then I reseed, right? And I'm waiting for someone to say, we know how to do this now. We can not kill everything in your gut, but let's just say a lot of it, collaterally destroy a lot of it. And then you take this stuff five times a day and we're going to reseed with the right kind of microbes that are linked to better health, higher energy consumption, so you'll be leaner, and all these other things that we know. Is that going to happen someday, you think?
So we got the first half of the equation down pat. Antibiotics carpet bomb all microbes. We can wipe out microbes pretty well.
Right.
We do this all the time. But your point is an excellent one. Okay, what? How can we then get the right ones back again? Because, you know, people have to take antibiotics for various reasons. And that's where the science is heading. We're not there yet. People say, well, there's probiotics. But as you know, that there's a varied history of probiotics. Some probiotics work for some things, but they're certainly not the magic juice yet. Ironically, there's things called fecal transfers, which work post-antibiotics if you have Clostridium difficile, for example. So, yes, indeed, I know there's many companies actually now heading in the direction of, okay, you know, here's some beneficial microbes. We've got to make sure that these are in there. So let's nuke the microbes and then, you know, reseed with a lawn of healthy microbes. But we're just not there yet scientifically. We have some clues which ones are good and bad, but ironically, some are good for one thing and bad for another. So we're still at a mess in a sense, and we don't have the magic way. Currently, the best way to do it is just, you know, eat a healthy diet and, you know, and induce your microbes to come back, you know, based on what you eat. And,
once a microbe is gone, it's gone for good. See, that's the thing I'm worried about, right?
So that's that's a bit of a, you know, like if you're taking antibiotics, yeah, you get rid of 99.99% of your microbes. But if you have 10 trillion microbes in there, you still have billions of microbes left. So they're not completely extinct yet.
Okay.
What happens if you have repeated courses of antibiotics, you repeatedly insult these things, your microbes get weirder and weirder. And the other thing is from generation to generation, we are getting cleaner and cleaner as we live in these urban environments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't go back to have the same microbes your great-great-grandparents did, nor will your great-great-grandkids be able to have the microbes you do. And that's where the concern is, and this is the whole missing microbes concept, that each generation, as we clean up, we can't go back to these. And the worry is that we have evolved over millions of years to have these microbes, and suddenly we've just taken them right out of our body, and our body doesn't know what to do with this. And so that's a dilemma, I think. And ironically, we might almost think of these as endangered species,
right,
rather than these nasty germs that are out to kill us all the time. And it requires a major rethink in society, but that's what our book is trying to convince people, that maybe not all microbes are bad. And ironically, we've learned that most of them are actually quite good for us, and we shouldn't be on this war to bubble wrap your kid and not expose them to any microbes.
In fact, one of the things that we learned from the Amish gut study was the vast diversity of microbes that people who are working with animals specifically,
yep,
carry. That we've lost. As a young man, I worked on the racetrack at Aqueduct, Belmont, and Saratoga for 4 years. And mm-hmm. I've talked about this on the show whenever we get into the discussion, but I didn't wash my hands after handling a load of horse poop and throwing it into a basket. And then it was lunchtime and I went and eat my sandwich. And I'm sure that I've eaten my share of horse manure and the microbes that came along with it. I never got sick. I was never sick when I worked on the racetrack. Never, never, ever. I didn't, everybody got the flu. Everybody got, and I didn't think about it till I was older. I was like, wow, I wonder if that was protective.
I mean, there's all sorts of data, not just Amish, all sorts of data on living on farms, decreases your asthma, allergies, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease. That data is pretty strong. And, you know, if you think again how we evolved, we lived, you know, we slept with our farm animals. And I jokingly say the world is covered in a veneer of feces, and, you know, you're exposed to dirt, you know, you're going to get these microbes.
Right.
You live on the 22nd floor of a condominium and you never go outside, period. You're going to be seeing very different microbes than a kid that's rolling around the dirt in a farm.
I want to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the research. And then I want to start talking about your book because that really intrigues me. Let Them Eat Dirt. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough?
I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT30. That's GIFT30. At AdamandEve.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brett Finlay. We're talking about his study looking at a particular yeast that predisposes babies to developing asthma. What do you want people to take away from this research? And then I want to talk about the book.
Well, I think I would like people to rethink how they think of early life microbes in a kid. And this, of course, relates to the book. And, I mean, our work in asthma shows that, you know, if you're born by a C-section versus vaginal delivery, for example, you have a 20% higher rate of asthma. If you breastfeed, you have less asthma than bottle-fed. If you have a dog in the house, you have less asthma than if you don't. And cat lovers, sorry, there's no data either way. You know, and obviously antibiotics early in life affect it. So I think, you know, I if people have young kids, I want them to rethink how, you know, how they handle their kids and how they expose their kids, and especially to the germaphobe mothers that, you know, have Purell hanging off the
right
diaper bags, and they don't, you know, a kid picks something up and their hands have to wipe before they, you know, do anything else, or, you know, between the swing and the jungle gym, for example. So, you know, that's the general gist of where it's heading. Where we hope to go is that we will actually be able to identify microbes early in life in kids and say, you're missing these things. However, we can give you these microbes, which will put you less at risk. Or if your kid has to take antibiotics for a serious infection, then we can actually replenish your microbes and decrease the risk later in life of getting asthma.
Do you think microbes will have an not just microbes, let's just say the gut flora, because it's, like we said before, it's a lot more than just microbes. Do you think that the gut flora will unlock epigenetic effects that will be protective against people who have genetic predispositions for certain disorders?
Personally, yes. I mean, we actually have some data in the lab. We're doing a lot of epigenetic analysis now that these microbes really, so think of microbes as factories producing all sorts of, you know, diverse molecules. We know these molecules are secreted to the body. And, you know, we did an experiment actually where we treated mice with antibiotics and looked in the liver and the spleen at the various expression of mammalian genes, and we found that over 60% of these metabolites that are the host metabolites are affected just when you shift the microbes in the gut with an antibiotic. And that's a profound statement about the physiology of the body. So Without a doubt, these microbes are interfacing extensively with this. We know they're key for developing the brain, and we can talk all about brain development, which is fascinating. And the microbes, they're key for gut development, they're key for the immune system development. And so they're talking to us, and we're listening, and really it's a dialogue. And there's no doubt that they cause epigenetic effects, whether these, and my guess is these are actually going to account for several things. I mean, you talk about personalized medicine or adverse drug reactions. I mean, we're 99.99% identical genetically, but we're at best 50% the same with our microbes, and these things encode 15 times more genes than you and I do.
Right.
So I think personalized medicine is barking up the wrong tree. I think they should be looking at the microbes because that's what makes each person different. And when you take a drug, who breaks it down? The microbes do. Who forms the secondary metabolites that might cause adverse reactions? The microbes do. And so I think that explains part of the reason why they've been able to find very many human genes associated with adverse drug reactions. I think the microbes are doing much of it.
Whenever we talk about this, I always think to myself, we talk about evolutionary selection pressures. I'm starting to believe, and I have believed for a long time, that our microbes are the reason that we needed to be ambulatory and we stood up and walked because our microbes wanted us to reach things up at higher. And, you know, it's almost like they're driving the ship, and they have caused us to evolve to satisfy their needs.
Well, there's actually some really well-documented things where microbes actually reprogram the brain of, say, ants that they, you know, will chew on this leaf, and they'll form lockjaw on this leaf and then die, and then the fungus crawls out and then chews on the leaf because the ant went and got it for us, or making grasshoppers go to the tip of a piece of grass so they get eaten so the parasite can then get into the guts of these things. There's, you know, we know that microbes have a big effect on depression, anxiety, stress.
Right.
You can fecally transfer depressed mouse feces into a normal mouse that will be depressed or anxious or stressed. And there's a direct correlation between the number of courses of antibiotics people take and depression and anxiety. And then, you know, even more so, there's more and more hints coming with autism and ADHD. And we know both Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, there's now microbial links to these things. So, you know, we think of the gut-brain axis. We historically thought, well, it's just the brain talking to the gut about motility. We now realize it's a two-way conversation. These microbes are making neurotransmitters, and they're tweaking the vagus nerve, and they're tweaking the immune system that affects the brain. And they are having influences on our brain and behavior.
So let's talk about the book now, Let Them Eat Dirt. What compelled you to write this book? This book, its time has come. I know that, and I've been waiting for it. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, so it came out last September, and I co-wrote it with a postdoc of mine at the time named Claire Arrieta, and she was actually the one that was doing the asthma work. And so there's sort of a coalescence of things. One is that we realized in our research that early life microbes were important in asthma. And I actually went to a meeting where Marty Blaser was talking about obesity and early life microbes, and then this guy from Harvard was talking about early life microbes and celiac and gluten sensitivity. And it was just scary because each of the three talks were virtually the same, but a different disease. We're saying these early life microbes are important, and that's when the life went on that, you know, this is really important. And that Claire was a young mother, and she was talking to mothers all the time about, you know, what do you do if you drop your soother on the ground? Well, the answer is you put it in your mouth. Don't wash it off because that'll cause less asthma and obesity. And so, you know, we said, well, we should just write, you know, we thought just a little handbook initially. And then I started thinking, I said, well, screw this. This is a really important area, and we know a lot about it. So the book is written for the layperson. You do not need a PhD in microbiology. There's no graphs or curves in there. But everything we say in there, it's backed up by the latest science, and there's really good science to say everything. And we sort of start out when the mother gets pregnant, how her microbes affect, you know, the developing fetus, which is fascinating in itself, and then, you know, what happens in birth and breastfeeding and all this. And each chapter has sort of a do's and don'ts. In the second half of the book, we discuss about allergies and asthma and obesity and then the brain, so autism and ADHD and inflammatory bowel diseases. And then we sort of finish off with a sort of a where are we going in the future type thing. And so it's really written for the average person to understand, and all the feedback has been wonderful that people do understand it and they get it, with the real ultimate message that, you know, we just are living too clean and it's impacting our kids' health. And if you want to do something that's good for your kid, you actually really need to rethink how we you know, behave in terms of our cleanliness.
Let them get dirty. Yeah, let them get dirty.
Let them get, exactly. I mean, what does a kid do? They put everything they can in their mouth. Why are they doing that? If that was so bad for us, we've evolved not to put anything in our mouth.
It's called self-vaccination. You know,
yeah, it's sampling everything in the world.
Yeah,
so that, okay, this is there and that's there, so they don't freak out when they get it 10 years later and you eat peanuts for the first time. You have major allergies because your immune system has never seen this. Oh, my God, this is foreign. We have to attack it. And so it's yeah. I mean, you know, I liken kids to Hoovers. You know, they put everything in their mouth. They like dirt.
Yeah, and those are the kids that are bulletproof. I mean, when the kids that have been exposed to more, like you said, farmers and their children are exposed
study
to all sorts
study
of stuff.
Study after study is showing that the more environmental exposure you get and more microbes you get, the healthier you're going to be. And this is for all the diseases of the Western or developed world. When you look around our society, you know, what do people have? These are all now have microbial links to them.
I whenever we do these shows, I think to myself how shortchanged I was. I will be 59 years old this year. I'm a baby boomer. And that my parents were the ones that were subjected to science knows best. My mother did not breastfeed. I was formula better. I was a C-section baby because the guy said my mother was 5 foot tall, and they said, look, you know, this is a big baby. We should just go right to a C-section. So she did the C-section. My mother smoked while she was pregnant with me. She took Miltown and Librium while she was pregnant with me.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sure she drank alcohol because everybody in my family drank. When I came out, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. I used to pick up roaches and put them in my pocket. They were my friends. I used to name them Joey and Bob. I mean, it's like...
True New Yorker.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's like, and then I had allergies when I was a kid. I became obese when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I know I had plenty of antibiotics because I used to get the croup all the time.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God! Now I look back and I think, oh my God! Like I had, I was robbed of any chance of being a healthy human being by science.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we just didn't know back then.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you talk to people. There's two kinds of people. There, like you described yourself, and there's others that say, oh, my mother, she was to the camp to just get out there, get dirty. You know, I was raised that way. You know, just go, you know, see how big a ring of dirt you can get around the bathtub when you have your nightly bath, you know. And
oh, that's awesome.
It was a badge honor to be dirty. And ironically, though, those kids are, I was raised that way. I was raised in Acreage, and I was an orangutan outside, and, you know, I would come home as dirty as possible, and the more dirt, the better kind of thing. And I've never had any of those issues.
See?
I mean, I know that's only an N of one, but study after study is showing that we need to, you know, like in Brazil, they have about an 85% cesarean section rate because the obstetricians and gynecologists don't like to stay up late at night and do deliveries, and so you have to have a scheduled C-section, and it's cool. And they have the world's highest rates of asthma, actually.
Wow.
And what are they doing to their kids when 85% of the kids are born by C-section?
That is horrible.
If you believe C-sections are not good, I mean, medically you need about a 10% C-section rate. We can in the U.S. we're about 20%, so we're still a bit high, but 85%. So these kids are not getting the microbes, and I think it'll be fascinating a generation from now to see how hooped these kids really are, because I think they're going to have serious troubles with
obesity. I want to talk about a study. I'm being told I have to go into a break, but I want to talk about that study. There was a study, we talked about it last year, I think, where they're actually swabbing the mother's vagina when the baby is born C-section. I want to talk about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
See, that was Ashley. She caught my eye the very second.
Welcome back. Boy, we've gotten ourselves into a big jam as a civilization by practicing microbism, a form of prejudice against all microbes when only some of them are bad. We do this all the time as humans, don't we? We hate whole classes of people. And we hate whole groups of microbes when, some of them are actually helping us. So, obviously, you're not suggesting that people allow their children to eat dirt. But the title of the book implies, lighten up a little bit. It's not going to hurt your child to have dirty hands when they eat lunch.
in fact, it may actually help them, right?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I think we want to differentiate between dirty and hygiene. I mean, hygiene is preventing the spread of infectious agents. So if you're in a room where kids have diarrhea or something in daycare, of course you want to wash your hands extensively with soap and water. Or if, you know, there's a lot of flu going around, cover your mouth when you sneeze and things. But dirt itself, I mean, you go out and pick up a handful of dirt. That's actually pretty safe. I mean, 100 years ago, you were dealing with smallpox and tetanus and all these other horrible diseases, whooping cough and scarlet fever. Those are pretty much gone these days, and we actually don't see these things. And dirt's actually pretty harmless. It's full of microbes. We know that. And there's a huge environment of microbes in there. And so, yeah, I mean, the book is really urging you to let them get these microbes, because that's actually good for them.
So, but my interest is actually in Frank Geofagy, the practice of eating dirt, which then begs the question, where do you get your dirt from? I'm waiting for someone. No, I'm being sincere about this.
You can order it on Amazon, actually, but it's sterilized.
See, that's what I don't want. That
pregnant women actually have a crave for.
Yes.
So
well, I was going to say that.
There's a product
in the Congo, in third world countries. Pregnant women will eat dirt regularly because they crave it, and there's something to that. Animals will do the same thing. In fact, here in Kentucky, we have areas of Kentucky that end in the word lick. They have Big Bone Lick. They have Pope Lick. These words, these towns that end in the word lick historically have been where animals have been known to lick the ground. And there's obviously there's things. Minerals in the ground, but there are other things in the ground too that the animals are getting.
Well, there's no data about, you know, dirt consumption per se. There's no studies showing that, you know, if you feed kids 10 pounds of dirt, you know, a week, they're healthy or not. The data is environmental exposure for sure. It's good in that sense. I think, you know, ideally a title book would be, you know, let the kids eat the microbes that are in the dirt. You'll never sell any books that way.
Yeah, no, right. Because, but
you know, it's a tongue-in-cheek title. But I think, you know, people get the message pretty clearly from it.
But I'm waiting for someone to go to some part of the planet that is still relatively untouched, unsprayed with pests. Because, you know,
so it's being done. They're actually going to these cultures that have had virtually no exposure to the modern world. In the Amazon and places like this, and their microbes are completely different.
But I want them to export dirt so that I can use that. I want that dirt. I want the dirt that's never seen glyphosate, that's never seen, you know, pesticides and herbicides. I want to buy that dirt. I want to buy it. I'm sincere when I say this.
Yeah, or there's some thought that we should be biobanking these bugs too, that, you know, that some are going extinct, or, you know, maybe we should have a shelf full of different microbes that are from, you know, different parts of the world and things. They might be healthy. Interestingly, humans are one of the very few animals that are not caprophagic, which means to eat feces.
I've actually talked about that on the show.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, most animals do eat feces, which is really a fabulous source of microbes. Well, we do fecal transfers here and there, but
there are companies that are actually working on enterically coded microbes extracted from people's feces, so that they can instead of having to get a fecal transplant, which is not. Most people don't want to do that. They'll take an enterically coated pill. I just had a scientist on the show a couple months ago, and I forget what we were talking about. It went in this direction, and I said, and I know this sounds vulgar, and part of it is to be humorous, but the other part of it is true. So, you know, dogs lick each other's behinds. As you point out, caprophagia, they eat other animals' poop. They sense that there's something in that poop that they need. Humans don't do that, but we probably did it one time. Maybe the goal is to find someone who's really, really healthy and, I don't know how else to put it, but lick them. You know, it's like, import those microbes into your body.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty crude way of doing it. I mean, we jokingly call it repopulating people.
Yeah, repopulating. I like that.
And this has actually been done for C. difficile, where they had a defined population of 20-odd microbes from a human intestine. They grew them up in the lab, and they put them in two people that had Clostridium difficile, which can be a lethal disease, a fatal disease. And in both cases, it worked beautifully, and it cured the disease. So where we're going to go in the future, for those of the people that are a little squeamish about, you know, eating a bunch of feces is we will go to have defined populations, and you will get your feces analyzed, and they say, well, you're missing this, that, and that, and then, you know, in, you know, we will then have these pills that will contain the microbes that will be hopefully beneficial for it. I mean, we're already doing that with diet. There's fascinating stuff coming out about there was this Israeli that put glucose monitors on a bunch of people, and as you know, spikes in glucose in the blood are precursors to obesity and diabetes,
right.
So it's bad. So they monitored everything these people ate. They characterized completely the microbes they had, the metabolites. They made this massive bioinformatic program, and based on that, they could tell whatever each person ate, what food would give them a glucose spike. And it was very different for different people. Some people could eat ice cream, no problem. Other people, they went off the roof when they ate it, and it was different for each person. So based on that, now for $300, you can send your feces to something called day2.com, and they will actually analyze your microbes, and they will say, you have these microbes, you should eat these foods and not these foods. And the neat thing is when you stack that up head-to-head with traditional diet like Weight Watchers, it completely blows them away because really it's a personalized diet. So that's coming. I think it's coming very fast. You know, the idea that you can personalize your diet. And, of course, your microbes are what you eat. So there's lots of studies showing out that, like, there's a thing called the MIND diet, which is basically a Mediterranean diet. It's not bad. You know, you just don't eat a lot of red meat, but
right.
You eat a lot of fish and olive oil, and you can have a glass of red wine a day. If you do that, you decrease your rate of dementia and Alzheimer's by 50%.
Wow.
Just by shifting your diet. You know, what does diet do? It changes microbes, right? So,
right.
So there's some really neat stuff coming out there.
Make some of them bloom. It makes some of them recede. So if a mom is faced with having a C-section,
right.
After that study where they showed that swabbing the baby with the swab the mother's vagina and swab the baby with the vaginal secretions, if a mom is having a C-section, they're not doing that today in hospitals. Should she say to the doctor, I understand I'm going in for a C-section, I want you to swab my vagina and I want you to rub it on my baby after the baby is born?
So it's coming. We know that if you do that, you will give the kid vaginal microbes. But what we don't know yet is we have to wait 3 to 5 years to see what that does with asthma, allergies, and obesity. However, especially in Canada, naturopaths do it routinely, and people that do home births are also doing this routinely. The concern is there's a pathogen called group B streptococcus, or group B strep, that some women carry in their vagina, and every pregnant woman is swabbed for that, and if they have it, they're giving high-dose antibiotics to try and clear it out, and, of course, all the other microbes, too. So you have to check, because the last thing you want to do is swab group B strep onto a kid, because it can be a fatal disease in kids. But that being said, it's coming. There are companies I know they're working on, you know, of really a defined formulation of basically vaginal fecal microbes that you could give to those, you know, 10 to 20% of kids that have to be born medically for C-section reasons and then recolonize them.
Yeah, that's great. I want to take our last break. When we come back, I want to talk about the interplay between hormones and microbes, because just putting microbes in somebody's gut doesn't mean that they're going to take root, so to speak. And there seems to be an interesting relationship between hormones and microbes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Stop taking and burping up fish oil supplements and start eating more fish. Vital Choice is a new sponsor. They have wild and organic seafood. They specialize in fresh-caught, flash-frozen, sockeye salmon from Alaska, where they're based. I've been trying to get them as a sponsor since Elisa and I went to Alaska, because I believe people will fare better by eating a 6 to 8 ounce piece of salmon 3 times a week than swallowing those rancid, burp them up for hours, fish oil tablets. So check them out and save 15% off. Go to superhumanradio.com today. So we're talking right now more about Let Them Eat Dirt, the book, which, by the way, the website is letthemeatdirt.com, and it's authored by Dr. Brett Finlay. And who is your co-author on that again?
Her name is Claire Arrieta. She's a former postdoc of mine.
Yeah. And it's a great book. If you're raising children, if you're a grandma or grandpa and you want to give your daughter-in-law, because let's face it, the son and son-in-law don't care, a good book to read about not being too anal about when the kids get dirty, you know. Okay, so we've been talking about the microbiome on this show since before it was popular. Excuse me. I just took my vitamin C. I shouldn't have done that.
We used to call it normal flora, so I think it's a great picture of flowers sticking out someone's butt. You know?
Oh, I like that. Sorry about that. Hormones play a role. We know that. I'm sorry, my voice will come back in a minute. This is terrible. This is live radio. If I had a co-host, I'd let them talk.
There you go.
We know that things like oxytocin promote the growth of L-reuteri, which is a really good microbe to have in your gut. Mm-hmm. We know that there are estrogen-dependent microbes, testosterone-dependent microbes. So just consuming these microbes doesn't guarantee that they're going to bloom and flourish. What about the relationship between hormones and microbes?
Yeah, I think it's still early days scientifically. We, as you point out, there are some examples that are being found. We know that hormones and stress, for example, will really shape microbe composition. We know less about which microbes induce which particular hormones, but my guess is it's going to be a two-way street. I think, you know, one example to think of is probiotics, where you have to take phenomenal quantities, you know, up to 10 billion of these things a day. They don't really stick, and I think we're going to see a whole new world of probiotics in the future, probiotics 2.0, which will be, you know, microbes from the gut for the gut, probably more than one in a composition, and, you know, you'll take one pill and they will then recolonize.
Yeah, because
by the way, if people, maybe just let me say this,
please.
People are wondering about which probiotics work and which ones don't, go to letthemeatdirt.com, click on the word probiotics. It will take you to a study that basically compiles all the clinical control trials that have been done in Western medicine standards for which probiotics work for which things. And there's certainly some that work, say, for antibiotic associated diarrhea or C. diff, et cetera. So there's certain probiotics that work in certain areas, but many that have no efficacy for many different things. And it's very confusing when you go to health food store. So that's where we stand with probiotics.
I've tried to get I take VSL number 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to get them to come on the show as a sponsor, but they won't because they have two products that they offer. One is by prescription only. It's 900 billion CFUs. And the other one is over the counter, but it's not very well known. And that's the one I buy. It's 450 billion CFUs. It comes in a pouch. Theirs is the only one that's been approved by the FDA for treating ulcerative colitis and issues like that.
Right.
But it's very high in a lot of the stuff that you get in yogurt. It's just mega doses of it. I mean, you know, so people get crazy with these probiotics. You poop a lot of it out that you're taking.
You poop most of it out. Ironically, they really don't stick. I mean, VSL3 is a mixture of these things. And the other thing is that what it says in the label is not necessarily true. I had a high school student one do an experiment. Said, well, just go to a probiotic store, buy a bunch of these things, let's plane them out and see if the live numbers correspond to anything to what they say in the label. And of course they don't, because they're not regulated. So it's a bit of a, they're not regulated by the FDA and drugs, which is where a lot of the difficulties become, I think, in terms of saying you can pretty much claim what you want. But that being said, I really think that in the future, we can change microbes. We know we can do that. And so we can find beneficial microbes. And you know, simple things like we know that, you know, if you take an obese mouse, fecally transferred into a thin mouse, it becomes obese and vice versa. So you can envision it down the line, there may be sort of weight loss microbes that you could put as a probiotic. But the science is just not there yet to say, yeah, here's 10 microbes that you should take if you want to lose weight, for example. That's just not there yet. It's coming, but we're not there yet.
So getting back to the store-bought probiotics, it's my understanding that when you refrigerate probiotics, it makes them dormant. If it's not refrigerated, they're awake, and they have to eat things to stay alive. So
yeah.
it would seem to me that non-refrigerated and even refrigerated, for that matter, probiotics would need some sort of media that the microbes would eat to stay alive long enough for you to take them, and they don't.
Yeah, so they're either lyophilized, which is dry, which means they're dormant and you rehydrate them and then you can take them, or sticking them in the fridge if they are alive, that just slows them down. So their metabolism goes way down, just basically putting them on ice, the same as, you know, a fish doesn't rot when you put it on ice as opposed to room temperature. And so, yes, they last much longer. When they're room temperature, yes, they're cranking and they are metabolizing, so their viability will decrease very rapidly if you're going to, I mean, you know, we often store all our microbe cultures in the fridge, for example, in the freezer, because they're just dormant. But yeah, room temperature, absolutely. So there's issues there, absolutely.
And VSL number 3 is ship refrigerated. It's kept in the refrigerator at the pharmacy, and I put it in my refrigerator. So I I'm not plugging them because they do anything for me.
Yep.
But there's a lot of stuff out there today. I really think VSL number 3 is legit. Okay, so the book is called Let Them Eat Dirt. The website is letthemeatdirt.com. And really, people need to read this book because we can stop a lot of the problems we're having moving forward if we started to embrace the microbes that are good for us and the funguses that are good for us. That's not all bad. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Finlay.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I hope every parent reads it because I think we can really improve the world a lot by
Yes. These little things here can change the outcomes just the way the parents were crazy when I was a kid. They were doing everything to ruin us. I mean, it's just little changes. All right, listen, thanks a lot for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Take care. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to go to CoachRobRegish.com and check him out. And tomorrow is Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.